host. And in our lineup, first we'll be bringing you our news flash, and then we'll be bringing you sports round that, which will be followed by communities, and then it'll be time for us to bring you voices of the diaspora. It'll be followed by the news bulletin, and then it'll be time for us to bring you Angolan gastronomy. After that, we'll be bringing you Angolan literature, and towards the end of this dish, we'll be bringing you our last news flash.
An Angolan delegation headed by Finance Minister Vera Davis de Souza is in Washington, D.C., attending the annual meetings of World Bank Groups and International Monetary Fund. Angola expects in this event to serve another opportunity to better understand macroeconomic and financial trends worldwide, as well as identify the main areas with the most interest of foreign investors. Angola is participating in the 40th Assembly of the International Agency of Renewable Energy in the United Arab Emirates. The Assembly will be delegated with various issues related to renewable energy at the global level. The meeting will discuss policy strategies and projects to boost the transition to a cleaner and sustainable energy matrix. The Ministry of Youth and Sport, Rui Falcão, announced in Saurimo, Lunda Sul province, the policies of the Angolan government to improve the inclusion of young people in various sectors of society. Rui Falcão said so while addressing the central act of the National Youth Day. This stressed that the government will continue to consider and materialize policies to promote the well-being of the population, in particular to the youth. A business delegation from Zimbabwe linked to the agricultural sector will visit Angola in the coming months to make investments in strategic cooperation sectors. The announcement was made by the Zimbabwean ambassador to Angola, Tandu Mazia Muzi, during a recent visit to the province of Wish. Namibia has extended visa-free to Angolan people since their independence in 1990. This was announced by the Namibian ambassador to Angola, Patrick Ndango, to the radio station. According to the diplomat, the removal of visa between the two countries was due to the historical and cultural ties of the two countries. And beyond the borders, hundreds of demonstrators took part in protests against the presence of foreign forces in Niger, including the armed forces of the United States, which is a military base in the north of the country. The demonstrators gathered in the center of capital city of Niamey at the call of civil society organization close to Niger's ruling military junta, whose members took part in the demonstration.
News flash. Thank you very much, Denazia Dagama, for bringing us our first news flash here on the RNA International. We have more stories for you. We have more news for you, and we're going to bring these stories and these news in our news bulletin, which will be coming your way later on. Our news bulletin will be brought to you at 1:30, so you'd better remain in the place where you are so that you can have the chance to listen to it. Remember that there are too many things happening across the world, and we're here to tell you about all of them. Alright, we only at the beginning of our show, which means we still have a lot of things to bring to you, and we still have a long way to go as well. So you'd better remain in the place where you are so that you can still listen to everything that we prepared for you today. So let's move on now with some music.
Aqui eu sou, brilha pra todo mundo. missão é trabalhar para você. Terra do pescador, terra do filho do mar, que atira na ilha sua rede confiante, de cabeça andada irá abençoar o sacrifício do filho do homem. Terra do pescador, terra do filho do mar, que atira na ilha sua rede confiante, de cabeça andada irá abençoar o sacrifício do filho do pobre. Olhem só a quitandeira, Edaraja minha senhora. Olhem só a peixeira, ela mula reo areo. Olhem só aquele cateque, graças a quatro lá na esquina. Olhem só um dongue, São Paulo, Roques, Correios, Luanda, terra de braços abertos, terra minha, terra sua, terra nossa. Aqui o sol brilha pra todo mundo, condição é trabalhar para você. Luanda, terra de braços abertos, terra minha, terra sua, terra nossa. Aqui o sol brilha pra todo mundo, condição é trabalhar para você. A paz mora no nosso lume, a felicidade encontrarás na ilha. A reencontro da família lá na praça, centro de serviço embora no bloco. Eles pensam vai a Santana, carnaval é na marginal, o vitel é na Mamacuíba, o songue é com bobo de Bufauê. Olhem só o primeiro de maio, agora é praça da independência. Olhem só o Guinaxixi, homenagem à nossa rainha. Olhem só a nossa rádio, portaria da nossa música. Olhem só o Damásio, veio cantar Luanda. Luanda, terra de braços até Luanda, terra minha, terra sua, terra nossa. Aqui sou, brilha pra todo mundo, vejam só, condição é trabalhar para vencer. Cheruanda, terra de braços abertos, Cheruanda, terra minha, terra sua, terra nossa. Casa de Luanda.
We are an international knock next Angola to the world. It's simple. Visit www.rna.au. Everything about Angola you learn here on the RNA International at www.rna.au. Global Connection.
Espero que tu possas perceber o que sinto por ti. Não culpa ninguém, mas será que já amaste assim alguém? Quando tiver de voar, te vou levar. Quando errado estiveres, vou e estarei aqui pra ti, em qualquer altitude. Isso tudo desde que teu amor não mude.
Na segunda, na terça, na quarta,
pra na quinta te abraçar. Vou te amar todos os dias da semana. tudo briga. Vai, eu acho normal. Tudo faz parte das manias de um casal. Não, não me deixes por agar. Não me deixes por sofrer. E quando mal me comportar, diz-me pra que eu possa ver. Pois estarei aqui pra ti. Encontrar a altitude. Isso tudo desde que teu amor.
Na segunda. Os dias da semana. Não me deixes por errar. Não me deixes por sofrer. E quando mal me comportar, diz-me pra que eu possa ver. Minha luta por ti não acaba. Este sentimento não me sabe. Gostaria que pudesse ver teu valor. Minha luta por ti não acaba. Este sentimento não me sabe. Gostaria que pudesse ver teu valor. Minha luta por ti não acaba. Este sentimento não me sabe. Gostaria que pudesse ver teu valor. Minha luta por ti não acaba. Este sentimento não me sabe. Gostaria que pudesse ver teu valor.
You want to advertise your business? Call us on the info line 923-795-620 or 944-552-351 and advertise in English, French, Lingala and Portuguese. We make your business grow.
Eu peço as areias que se levantem do mar, que como os peixes têm de não poder voar. E na maré cheia, quem consegue controlar a sua angústia? Seguro no tempo e posso imaginar cada toque penetrante do teu olhar. Quem corre por gosto não se pode cansar. Como é que eu estou a chorar? Se o orgulho entra no coração de quem ama, como pode a natureza se enganar assim? E cada vez que o mundo se vira contra mim, até os cães da rua choram só de me ouvir cantar. Meus atos, serei assim tão podre para merecer tanto desacato que ainda me fechas na gaiola do meu próprio destino e me das a chave para saber como eu sinto. Ai, ué, não se esqueça que a vida é como uma porta, ela vai e volta e só para quando você morrer. Mas mesmo assim, se você me quiser deixar, oh, 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 sou eu, amor. Oh, onde você estiver, não se esqueça de mim. corre por gosto, não se pode cansar. Como é que eu estou a chorar? Ai, ué, não se esqueça que a vida é como uma porta. Ela vai e volta e só para quando você morrer. Mas mesmo assim, se você me quiser deixar.
You go, great music here on Saturday International. As usual, as always, we bring the very best Bengali music and the very best of Angola, Angolan interviews, Angolan interviewees as well. All right, we still at the beginning of our show. Well, let me remind you that we're supposed to be around for about 3 hours, and we've just started. So you'd better remain the place where you are, owing to the fact that we still have a lot to offer you. Music-wise, you've been listening to Dizila and Orgulho, Bright, an exciting piece of music. Just as we do every time we come on air. You were also listening to Yola's Medal and Dias da Semana, Days of the Week, and you also had the chance to be listening to Matias Damasio and Luanda. A great song, a great melody as well. Great, let's move on now to Sports Roundup, which will be brought to you live here on the RNA International. Let me remind you that if you want to listen to us, you must have internet connection, and you must visit our website, which is www.rna.au. And there you should select RNA International so that you can listen to us in English, Lingala, French and Portuguese. So, as I said a few seconds ago, let's move on out to sports around that.
Sports around that. The competitions and the protagonists of the Angolan sports. Sports around that.
Hello again, dear sports lovers and internet users. Welcome to Sports Roundup. Our top stories: Sagrada Esperança beats Petro, Angola to hold a mixed martial arts world championship. You have more details straight away. Petro de Luanda's new one defeat against Sagrada Esperança from Luanda North at 11 November Stadium in the city was the highlight of the 20th round of the First Division National Football Championship Jirabola 2023-2024. With Saturday's defeat, the Oyo team occupies third place with 37 points against 40 for the Diamond team in second place. The competition is led by Sportivo Luanda Sul with of 44 points, thanks to victory this Sunday over a club Recreativo União de Malache 2-0. Sporting Cabinda and Recreativo de Bolo from Kwanzaa Sul occupying the last positions with 12 points each. Sporting de Cabinda won today at TAF Stadium in Cabinda against Primeiro de Agosto 1 in a match related to the 20th round of the Chirabola 2023-2024 National Football Championship. The goals of the match were scored by Anderson in the 64th and 88th minutes for Sporting Cabinda, while Cesar Kangé scored the military team's only goal in the 84th minute. The match was balanced, especially in the first half, in which both played a very calculated game based on exploiting the opponent's error. The half ended goalless. The game was scheduled for 3 p.m. but only started at 4:46 p.m. due to financial difficulties on the part of the host team and in paying the refereeing fee. Subsequently, the clash was interrupted in the 87th minute when it was a 1-1 draw. Now, Pedro de Luanda lost to Sagrada Esperança 1-0. Sportivo da Huila beat Académica do Lobito 3-1. Recreativo do Lobolo and São Salvador do Congo played out a goalless draw. Cabo Corpo do Palanque and Juliet Benguela also played out a goalless draw. Sportivo da Luanda Sul beat União do Malache 2-0. Interclube also beat Santa Rita do Cássia from Wish 2-0. And in the standings, Sportivo Luanda Sul comes first on 44 points. Sagrada Esperança comes second on 40 points. Pedro Luanda comes third on 37 points. Cabo Corpo do Palanca comes fourth on 32 points. Primeiro de Agosto comes fifth on 26 points. Juliet Benguela comes sixth on 25 points. Bravos do Maquis comes seventh on 25 points too. Sportivo da Huila comes 8th on 23 points. Académica do Lobito comes 9th on 21 points. São Salvador do Zain comes 10th on 20 points. Interclube comes 11th on 20 points. Clube Recreativo União de Malanje comes 12th on 15 points. Santa Rita Cássia comes 13th on 15 points. Sporting de Cabinda comes 14th on 12 points. Recreativo do Lobolo comes 15th on 12 points as well. On to basketball now. Angolan international Bruno Fernando maintained this week the cycle of good performances despite the Atlanta Hawks 106-109 defeat against Minnesota in the penultimate regular phase of the NBA. According to Ngop, the athlete once again performed well, reaching the double-digit mark for the 10th time this season as a result of 14 points scored, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 66.7%, 6-9 in short fields, and 42-5 in free throws in 22 minutes of play. Despite the defeat, but with this good performance, Bruno once again demonstrated that he's going through a good period of form in the current season for the Hawks. Bruno Fernando graduated on August 1st, produced unprecedented numbers since joining the biggest basketball league in the world in last week's victory over the Charlotte Hornets, 132-91, scoring 25 points. Now, Pedro Luan expressed recently feelings of regret over the death of Angelo Vitoriano, which occurred in the early hours of Saturday, victim of illness at the age of 56. On its Facebook page, Pedro Luan considered Angelo Vitoriano a more than unavoidable figure in the history of African basketball. During his career, Angelo Vitoriano won 4 national champion titles for the Tricolors, 6 for the Rio Circle side, 1 for the Aviators, and the same number for Queluz from Portugal. While with the national senior team, he won 8 African titles, the first being in 1989. On to handball now. Petro de Luanda, and Primero de Agosto begin today in Orange in Algeria, the qualification for the final of the African Super Cup in senior women's handball. The Oyo ladies title holders face Al Ahly from Egypt at 4 p.m. while the military team face VGSP from Congo. For the side of Kiyosaki, Spanish coach Carlos Viver will make his debut in a competition under the aegis of the African Handball Confederation later this week. The two Angolan representatives will compete in the 40th edition of the Cup Winning Clubs Cup. Primero de Agosto is part of Group A with DGSP from Congo, Al Ahly from Egypt, and HBC LBR from Algeria. Petro title holder and technically guided by Louis Schaaf is part of Series B alongside AS Otoho from Congo, Abidjan, HBC from Ivory Coast, and FC Bournemouth from Algeria. Now, the national junior women's handball team is part of Group H of the 24th World Championship of the sport, taking place in Macedonia from the 19th to the 30th of June of the current year. The draw held this Sunday placed the continental champions alongside the host team, Macedonia, USA, and Iceland. Angola goes to this competition with the aim of improving the unprecedented sixth place achieved in the previous edition in Slovenia in 2022. In the other news, the Angolan Federation of Mixed Martial Arts confirmed Saturday in a press conference that Angola received approval from the International Federation to host the World Championship of the sport scheduled for 2026. The Angolan Federation of Mixed Martial Arts leaders recognized that it will be an arduous task, but they are determined to embrace the challenge. Well, dear listeners, that's all for Sports Roundup here on the RNA International. And that's the dish being brought to you by Fernandes Brinquinho. And I'm Carlos Julio, your host. Thanks for listening.
Sports Roundup. The competitions and the protagonists of the Angolan sports. A sports roundup.
The RNA International connects the whole world without boundaries. English, Lingala, French, and Portuguese. Wherever you are, just visit www.rna.ao. We are together.
sozinha, não há meta, meta. Não há 35, não há escondida. Nem me cabe dor. Não há esperar que a televisão abra. Não há ramo, não há bombo. Nem conde para Drácula. Não há meta, meta. Não há 35, não há escondida. Nem me cabe dor. Não há esperar que a televisão abra. Não há ramo, não há bombo. Nem conto para Drácula. Oh, oh, oh. Aquela rua. Aquela rua.
RNA International connects the whole world without boundaries. English, Lingala, French, and Portuguese. Wherever you are, just visit www.rna.ao. We are together.
Hi, I'm Jessica Dado, and I'm at RNA International.
Hello, everyone.
Do you want to advertise your business? Call us on the info line 923-795-620 or 944-552-351 and advertise in English, French, Lingala and Portuguese. We make your business grow. Grows further on the RNA International than advertised here. It's easy. Visit www.rna.ao. You just win.
Todo mundo tem uma história.
companhia. Se for discriminado, se te sentes abandonado, não ter nada para dar, nada para receber. Seu futuro não promete, mas a esperança pede para viver. Todo mundo tem, todo mundo tem uma história pra contar. Não há quem nunca tem motivos pra chorar. Todo mundo tem uma história.
RNA International now connects Angola to the world. It's simple. Visit www.rna.au. Everything about Angola you learn here on the RNA International and www.rna.au global connection.
Tu escreveu, ele diz: papá volta só com a mamãe. Pude sentir que eles sentem das coisas e chorei ao ouvir tudo isso do nosso filho. Isabela, abre essa porta e vamos conversar. Temos que trazer de volta a alegria ao nosso lar. Eu vou dar a mão a palmatória, a cabeça baixar e com esta trama acabar. Isabel, minha mulher, vou estar perto de ti. Nosso filho vai crescer sorridente e feliz. Aconteceu e acontecer, podes contar comigo como marido e amigo. Bonito vai ser. Isabel, minha mulher, vou estar perto de ti. Nosso filho vai crescer sorridente e feliz. Aconteça o que acontecer, podes contar comigo como marido e amigo. Bonito vai ser.
Your business grows further on the RNA International than advertised yet. It's easy. Visit www.rna.au. You'll just win.
Do you want to advertise your business? Call us on the info line 923-795-620 or 944-552-351 and advertise in English, French, Lingala and Portuguese. We make your business grow.
RNA Internacional, o sonho que se tornou realidade. Angola liga-te ao mundo inteiro com toda a informação em tempo real. Política, economia, cultura, gastronomia, sociedade e desporto. www.rna.au. Ao ligar, já está a conectar.
The RNA International connects the whole world without boundaries. English, Lingala, French and Portuguese. Wherever you are, just visit www.rna.au. We are together.
RNA International, le rêve qui est devenu réalité. L'Angola vous connecte au monde avec toutes les informations en temps réel sur la politique, l'économie, la culture, la gastronomie, la société et les sports au www.rna.au. Connectez-vous.
RNA International, les allées consanguissent à Angola na Mokili Mobimba. Les allées n'ont pas cité. Kotaka na www.rna.au. Les allées connexion globale. Makambounion so oyo lingoye bapona eko l'Angola, lande ango awa na RNA International. www.rna.au. Connexion globale.
And there you go, you're still in the company of the RNA International and this is still your English edition. So we've been listening to the late Gwen Wayonda and Isabel Gwen Wayonda, great Angolan musician, but unfortunately it's no longer part of the living. Well, but we continue to listen to him. We continue to listen to his magnificent music. And you would also listen to Toto and Storias da Vida, Life Stories, a great piece of music as well. And you had also the chance to listen to Zelda and Nakela Ahua in That Street. A great melody, a great tune. That's what we do here on the RNA International, and we do it on a daily basis. Without further ado, let's move on out to Communities, which is a magazine from focused on the people who chose Angola to work and live, foreign people who chose Angola to work and live.
Outsiders and insiders, the life stories of those who chose Angola to live.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Communities with Jesper Gjergaard from Denmark. Sir, we thank you very much for being with us, for sure. And then, could you tell us, how long have you been living here in Angola?
I still remember I arrived here on the 5th of September 1990. So I have been living quite a lot of the history of Angola before the first elections in 92. During the war, I was working in Kashito from 1996 to 2005, also with teacher training as the headmaster of the teacher training school out there. So that was the last year of the war and the first year of the peace. And when I came here, I was 21 years old, but my age, it's a secret.
We can see a very old living in Angola. Exactly what memories can we take from you during your stay in Angola?
There are many memories, and I want to say that Angola has been a country which has been developing very fast. I come from a country which has been developing, what can you say, very slow over many centuries and has built up stable, solid, basically good community. But it has been taking centuries, and what Angola has been doing in decades, I mean, we have had peace now, and Angola has done a lot. I remember when I started working with education in Angola. I started in the municipality of Kasenga here in Luanda with the school for street children, and the teachers we had for the first 4 years until 94, 95, they were all what we call technicos básicos. They had 8th grade, 8th class themselves. And only from around 1995, we started being able to have proper teachers with teacher training, what you call high school level or 12th grade, from these INE schools in Angola. And the scenario you see today is totally different. And I have many memories from all over Angola. I'm actually proud to say that during the time I've been in Angola, I've been managing, been able to get to know 17 of the 18 provinces. I still don't know Namibe province, and that's the only province I still don't know. But and the country is full of many different cultures, many different experiences, and many possibilities of development. And I still see that education is the key word to create that development, explore what we have, because Angola is a very rich country. If you look at Europe, Europe is not a very big, rich continent. That's also why the colonial time was actually stealing from Africa, all the richnesses, because Angola, you can cultivate and harvest up to 3-4 times per year. In Europe, you can only harvest one time a year. Angola, Africa has a huge potential, and that potential needs education to explore. So many, many good experiences, and of course, the war was tough. I was in Kasitu in 2001 when we got the visit from UNISA, but that was part of the history of Angola. And less than 1 year later, we had the peace in April 2002, and from then on, progress. So a lot of good memories, and I'm very happy to be here to be part of that development. I'm happy to know the history from back 1990, and this whole history of the first elections, the second elections, and all the development taking place. So thank you for having me here.
During all of this time, you were always linked to education.
Always linked to education, yes. I came in 1990, and at that time I actually came with a group of students who were going to do 6 month voluntary work. And when that ended, I was actually asked by ADPP if I would take charge of the school for street children in Kasinga, and I said yes. So I have 5-6 years of experience from primary education in Angola from the time before the education reform. And then from 1996, I've been very, very much connected to teacher training. 13, almost 14 years as a headmaster of a teacher training college with this program. And the last almost 10 years, I've been working transversal, that means in our coordination group, with a specific connection to this teacher training program.
And don't you miss Denmark?
In between, but not really. I felt in love with Angola, and you know, I feel much more at home here. The history of Angola, my grown-up history, and the way Denmark has developed and so on, I feel much more at home here. Of course, sometimes you miss a little bit Denmark, but not more than it's okay.
What about the family?
My family? Yeah, I have a Mozambican wife and a daughter living with me here in Angola. And then I have my parents and my sisters and my brothers, and all my parents and two of my sisters have been visiting me here in Angola, so they also feel connected and know what I'm doing here. So it's fine.
And where did you get married? In Angola or then in Denmark?
Neither Angola, neither Denmark. I actually got married in Mozambique, as my wife is Mozambican, and it was a little bit difficult for two foreigners, a Mozambican and a Danish, to get married in Angola. But then when we had all the papers okay, we got married in Mozambique in 2014.
How many children?
We have together 3 children, a big brother of 22 years, a big sister of now 16 years, and then ours together of now 8 years, turning 9 in September.
They are not Angolans?
No, they are not Angolans. They have all Mozambican passports. I'm the only one with a Danish passport. So, yeah. But it's Africa.
And then tell us, how is it living in Angola? Then we have different cultures, Denmark and Angola. Different cultures. How do you deal with this?
I was only 21 years old when I came, and the thing is that actually my own education, the last 8 years of my education since I was around 13, actually 12 years old, has been in boarding schools which has had agreements with Guinea-Bissau, with Mozambique, and also Angola, and also other African countries. So I've been studying 8 years in an international environment and knew a little bit of Portuguese before I came here because of people from Guinea-Bissau, though they spoke more Creole, but anyway, I was more connected to the people from Guinea-Bissau. So therefore, I knew a little bit more of the culture, and then I've also been traveling a lot in simple ways, not tourist ways, but going by bus, stopping, investigating, living with people from different cultures, meaning both Africa, but also Asia and also America. So I'm used to live with other cultures, and I don't feel that I have a specific Danish culture, and I actually feel like me as a person, how can you say, fit well into the Angolan culture. I feel when I walk around in the streets in Luanda or wherever that I don't feel it's strange to be here, and I also don't feel that people look upon me as being strange or being somebody with another culture. I think people, they can see the way I move, the way I behave, the way I speak when I speak Portuguese, that I'm part of the Angolan culture now, though that I don't know how to dance kizomba.
Why don't you know how to dance kizomba?
You know, I'm a very resistant person. I also don't know to dance any Danish dances. Actually, I was interviewed by some students in ninth grade the other day, and they were asking about some Danish culture, and I was trying to explain a little bit how is Danish culture and so on, and they wanted to see me dance a Danish dance, and I actually wanted to do it, but I don't remember, and I can't even dance a Danish dance, so I'm not good at dancing.
And what about kuduro? That's very simple.
Yeah, it's very simple. I think I could do it, but I think it would be very funny to see me dancing kuduro.
What about Angolan food?
You know, after 2 years, Fuzi Bombom com Kalulu, Mamba de Galinha, it became one of my favorites. When I've just been to Lunda Sul, and there, yeah, you are served Fuzi, and they come with Fuzi and rice, and people, they think I want rice, but I want Fuzi, because I like Fuzi, especially with those sauces with palm oil, and yeah. So I like Angolan food, the cassava, kisaka leaves, and I like very much Angolan food, I must say. And I also appreciate very much the many different fish we have in Angola, both from the sea, from the ocean, and from the rivers, and from the lakes. Very nice fish. I went once to Lukuse in Mushiku. It was, I still remember those fish from the sweet water.
Can you now cook this Angolan food?
When it comes to Fuzi, I'm better at preparing Fuzi than my wife, because you need quite some muscles. And there, I mean, as a man, by nature, I have more muscles than my wife. So I'm good at making Fuzi, actually. But the other parts, yeah, I'm learning. I can prepare. I can prepare.
Where did you learn?
Actually, I learned it when I was working at this street children's school in Kasenga. We had a meal there. Every day the students, they were receiving a meal, and often it was Fuzi, or maybe we made a small pot of Fuzi for the teachers. So I simply saw how the teachers, they were doing, this female teacher sitting at the floor and grabbing the pot with her feet and then beating the Fuzi with this pao. So I simply saw, and then I tried to imitate until the Fuzi was like I wanted it to be. It was not so difficult.
And how often do you have Fuzi?
At home, we don't eat Fuzi. I try to avoid it because there's a lot of calories in it. And I don't eat Fuzi, I don't eat rice, I don't eat potatoes and bread and so on. But when I'm out and I'm served Fuzi, I eat it. As now I said, I've just been 3 days to Lunda Sul and also passed by Mushiku. And there, yeah, when you're out and you're not cooking yourself, then I choose Fuzi. So, I mean, maybe a few times every month.
Then being in Angola for all of this period, for sure you have already a football team or then a basketball team of your choice.
I'm sorry, but I'm not a very common man in that sense. No, in sports, I'm not into neither basketball or football. I'm also not even in the World Cup these days. I mean, I hear, but I don't watch the matches. What I practiced myself when I was young was volleyball, and it was jiu-jitsu, yeah? I practiced that for 4 years, and I'm looking for a good club who can teach my daughter Jiu-Jitsu classic, not Brazilian. I like more the classic Jiu-Jitsu. So this is more the kind of sport I've been doing.
How do you look at Angola?
I think it's an incredible development, and that was also what I said earlier. It's a very fast development. Many schools has been built, many roads has been built. Just the number of children increasing from about 1.5 million after the war in 2002, and then up till more than 6 million now. It's a tremendous development. There's still a lot to do. What I see a lot in the development of Angola is the need of continuing emphasizing on solidarity between people, because it is not the roads, it is not the schools, it's not the clinics that makes the country progress. It is that we create the progress built upon solidarity, so we don't let anyone down and anyone too much up. But the development as such, it has been very, very impressive. And I think that we have been contributing a lot to the development in the sense of solidarity, as I believe that most of our 10,600 teachers, they have learned to practice solidarity with the children in the most and the most needed people in the communities. And with that, I think we have been pushing the development in a sound direction, because if you don't recognize that I am because we are, I'm nothing alone, I'm only something because we are, and we, it's all of us, it's all Angolans, it's not just me and my family, it's not just me and my village, it's not just me and my province, it's me and my country, it's me and my continent, it's me and the world.
Well, dear listeners, that was our talk with Jasper Gergard, coordinator of the teachers training program at Lunda Sul Province from ADP. We thank you for being with us, and goodbye.
Communities, outsiders and silence, the life stories of those who've chosen God to live.
And that was Daniel Gigash talking to Jasper Johnson, a Dane, who decided to come to Angola to work and live, and he's having a fantastic time here. He's having a great time here in Angola. That's what he said there in the interview. And actually, he's not the only one. There are too many people here in Angola. There are too many foreigners, and they feel really happy. They feel excited to be here. They feel that. It's a good country for them to live, and it's a good country for them to work as well. That's why they stick around. That's why they continue to be in Angola, and they don't want to leave. You know, they don't want to leave Angola. They just want to be here for good. They want to be here for life, and it's okay. We don't really want to chase them away. We don't really want to send them away. It's okay if they come here. Doing a great job, doing good things. Well, they're welcome. I mean, they are welcome. They are welcome here in this country, owing to the fact that Angola is a developing country.